Alan Greenspan's remarks were welcomed by White House officials and Republicans who support President Bush's plan for $1.6 trillion in tax cuts over 10 years. But some Democrats, including Senator Byron Dorgan of North Dakota, have been skeptical about such sweeping cuts. Senator Dorgan is a member of the Tax Writing Finance Committee and chair of the Senate Democratic Policy Committee. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. And you?
I'm fine. Thank you.
Were you surprised by Greenspan's endorsement of broad tax cuts?
I was a little surprised, although there is room and will be room for tax cuts at this point. The question isn't whether. The question is how big. Let me make one important point. 10 years ago, almost all of the economists who are now predicting the next 10 years of surplus were predicting in 1991 that we would have increased federal indebtedness, we would have slow, anemic economic growth. And the point is that all of this forecasting is a lot like weather forecasting. The field of economics is a lot like psychology pumped up with a little helium. We don't know what's going to happen 10 years from now. Let's be a little bit cautious.
What happened to paying down the debt, a fine old Republican idea?
Well, we ought to make that a priority. I mean, as I said, I believe at this point there is room for a tax cut. But we ought to have as a priority, first of all, pay down the federal debt. If during tough times you run up the federal debt of trillions of dollars, during good times you ought to pay it down. And then you ought to have room for a tax cut, and you ought to have some room for other investments that are necessary in education and health care and more. But the main thing is for us to be cautious. Let's not put ourselves in a position where you have a tax cut that is so large that if the economy goes sour, that we would be right back into the same deficit problem we were in before.
Wonder how many of your fellow Democrats are now convinced it's time for sizable cuts.
Well, I mean, the key is the word sizable. Democrats have always felt in the last couple of years, as we've had this discussion, that there should be room for a tax cut. We just don't believe you ought to package the entire revenue estimates up and say, all right, on this basis, let's provide tax cuts of well over $1 trillion. The estimate now of the Bush proposal is a $1.6 trillion tax cut, and that anticipates we can see down the road 3, 5, 7, or 10 years. I mean, these economists, many of whom can't remember their home phone number, are telling us they know what's going to happen 3, 5, and 7 years from now, and I'm just saying I think we'd be wise to be much more cautious about it. Let's have a tax cut, but let's have one that's fair. Incidentally, 1%, the top 1% of the taxpayers under the president's proposal will get 40% of all of the tax cut, because it ignores the fact that three-quarters of the American people pay more in payroll taxes than in income taxes. Let's have a tax cut that recognizes the total tax burden people pay, and let's have the distribution of that tax cut be a fair one.
Some Democrats, such as Senator Zell Miller of Georgia, are joining forces with Republicans on the issue. I wonder how many others are going to sign on.
I don't know at this point. You know, we're still in the beginning stages of this discussion in this Congress. People have different opinions on it. There are some who believe that there ought to be a huge tax cut right now, lock it in, make it permanent, and come what may, they don't pay much mind to it. I just think that having been through the couple of decades of increasing, choking federal deficits that we've seen in this country, we ought to learn a bit from that. We have an economy that has blessed us for some while, and we've turned deficits into surpluses. But let's be reasonably cautious about how we deal with it so we don't get back into the same problem.
Yeah, but with Greenspan on board, you got to figure we're going to have tax cuts.
Well, look, Mr. Greenspan has been consistently wrong. I know he's been canonized by virtually everyone, but the fact is Mr. Greenspan for years insisted we could not go below 6% unemployment without inflation. We couldn't have more than 2.5% annual growth without inflation. He was wrong on both counts, and we can have some tax cuts, but he ought not be coming to Capitol Hill providing assistance and aiding and abetting those that want to take all of this money and provide it in tax cuts. We do have some other priorities. You know, we have to fix the Social Security system, the Medicare program, refine and deal with his education issue. So,
Senator, thank you. Senator Byron Dorgan is a Democrat from North Dakota.